G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
The Olympics are not very far away now, about 3 weeks' time, and there's a special air of excitement in Great Britain, especially where the Games are mostly to be held in London. Plans have been in place for years. It's taken many years to build the various venues and have everything in place before the Games start. Competitors have been practicing very hard for years, with this one event especially on their minds. One well-known champion said, "To be a world champion is great, but the Olympics are very, very special." Other so-called special meetings pale into insignificance. The Olympic crown tops the lot as far as achievement is concerned. To be on that rostrum with the golden medal around the neck is the highest pinnacle of success for the athlete, swimmer, cyclist, boxer, and competitors in all other events. So many of them, each one will draw thousands of spectators to witness this amazing spectacle. Paul, in the Bible, writes about such games in Greece where they started centuries ago. He has quite a knowledge of what goes on in the training schedules of the athlete and the diet each one needs and the strictness in keeping on practicing even when the weather is icy, wet, cold, windy, all run in a race, writes Paul, but only one wins, so run that you may obtain. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 9:24. He goes on to say they all go into strict training. Probably no cream cakes or donuts, if they were in being at the time. But he concludes by saying, "But what do they obtain? A perishable wreath. But believers in Christ are running for a prize which is not transient, not perishable, but eternal." So we as believers are all in a race, but praise God, Paul tells us in his letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, that Jesus has already gone over the finishing line and won the prize for us. He has qualified us for heaven. Hallelujah! In his letter to the Galatians, Paul warns us about those who would try to cut in on us and try to divert us on our Christian path. He encourages us, on the other hand, speaking of the crowds of spectators who are watching us and urging us on in our Christian life, Hebrews 12. Whether you are an athlete or armchair spectator at this year's Olympics in the Christian race, we are all competitors. It's not a sprint, it's more like a marathon, with all kinds of obstacles. We are daily in need of resources flowing to us from heaven to strengthen and equip us for the conflict. Satan is on the prowl, but as John Bunyan fitly puts it in Pilgrim's Progress, if we keep to the centre pathway where God is directing us, we will not be in the path of lions or other wild beasts that Satan may have lined up against us. We are in a spiritual battle, but if God be for us, who can be against us? If God is our strength and shield, we will arrive safe in heaven. It's a dangerous journey at times, but we were not promised an easy passage, only a safe landing, as Bishop Ryle told us in one of his helpful books. The training manuals of the athletes are very helpful to help competitors to be successful if they keep to the right schedules and do not miss a day's training. We Christians need to daily look at our training manual, the Bible, and study it, not just to show ourselves approved by God, but for daily necessary food and direction. There's a race to be run and dangers to face on the way, as the hymn writer puts it. But be steadfast, Paul reminds us elsewhere. Treat your life seriously, and wonderful blessings will ensure us of a marvellous welcome home when we arrive at the end of the journey and hear those words from the Lord, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That's what we're looking forward to hearing as we pass over the finishing line. As Paul said, "I have finished the race, that's all that matters." So don't drop out, don't lag behind, keep in step with the Spirit. Keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That is the answer.
Dear gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we realise that we are on a journey towards eternity and so very thankful you have redirected us from the wide road that leads to destruction onto the narrow road that leads to eternal life and heaven. We have heard today it is like a race, as Paul describes in the Bible, that all Christians are competing in. But we are so thankful that the end is assured, that we will reach the finishing line as we go not alone. Jesus, by the Spirit of God, is with us and helping us keep in step with him. Forgive us when we have turned aside for one reason or another, when temptations have gripped us. Help us daily to seek you, to find us anew with the Holy Spirit, so we can be more than conquerors and win many battles against the evil one. Lord, you give us all the resources necessary to compete and complete the journey. Thank you, Lord, for your deep love for us and your heavenly armour available to us as we pray daily for it. Without you, Lord, we would fail, but thank you for your amazing love for us and your strength, which is almighty to save. Keep and bring us safe to heaven. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.